Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I would like to thank a certain NBA player from providing us the opportunity to not have to break down the Otto Porter trade or the Harrison Barnes trade or, the Zach Randolph trade, who was part of the Harrison Barnes. Boy, there's a lot of crap. A lot of crap flying around in the NBA. But we have the gift of a player melting down. We go to the Oracle. Why do we go to the Oracle? We go to the Oracle. Not to talk about a terrifically bad NBA game, because a classic Spurs. We don't need to play our guys against Golden State. We're not going to win anyway. And so, sure enough, the Pop Warriors decided, we won't play our guys, and they didn't. They didn't play their guys. They rested a bunch of people, and they lost by 8,000 points. I think they lost by 8,000 points. I believe that is accurate. I might be off. The Spurs and the Golden State Warriors, but that was all the lead-up to the eruption. And I like the eruption because the eruption is where it's at. That's where talk radio is, and we're referring to Kevin Durant. Now, if you've not been listening here, you've not heard the amazing, stunning audio. Durant, this is tremendous. Now, he's had some meltdowns. Durant, over the years, has had some situations that have not gone well for him. That he has been very upset at times. But lately, Durant has had radio silence. I've always been bothered by the term radio silence. It's a military term. I don't like it because if you have silence on radio, you're usually doing something really bad. You know, if the VU meter is not moving, then somebody has completely screwed things up. Right, but Durant lately has, let's just say, not been very talkative. There have been a couple of reports out that have connected Kevin Durant very, very much to the New York Knickerbockers. That is, some saying, a done deal that Durant this summer is signing with the New York Knicks. It is finito, Dunskis. He's already made his mind up. He's in a New York state of mind. And we know the way the NBA media works. The way the NBA media works is that no one reads, no one wants to talk about what actually happens in the games. They always want to talk about what may happen in free agency. And so we have this tsunami of stories, right? It starts out and gets in the, and one person writes something on some blog behind a paywall, which no one reads. And then somebody who, you know, somehow has a free password to that pay website, they then get that. And then they regurgitate it, and it gets tossed around like a tin can in a hurricane. And it's, you know, it's going all over the place. Well, Kevin Durant ended his brief radio silence and decided he had had enough. And he wanted to go after the members of the media who were clearly spreading falsehoods. At least he wants you to believe they're falsehoods with all these rumors of him going to the New York Knicks. Listen to Kevin. Now, keep in mind, I know we're on radio. He's wearing a Chicago White Sox hat. No one has worn a Chicago White Sox hat since, like, Frank Thomas left the White Sox, right? And Robin Ventura. Now, it's been a long time. But here is, it hasn't been trendy, man. Here's Kevin Durant about to explode in rage. He's not happy. The Slim Reaper. Listen to him. Complaining. All these Knicks rumors. He's had enough.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up.
Grow up? You're the one that's got burner accounts on Twitter. Grow up? What the hell you doing? Very emotional. You can feel the despair, right? You can feel the despair in Kevin Durant's voice. But he's not done. No. He's just warming up. Here's more from Durant. He has now turned his attention again. He's got the tank barrel pointed at the media, and he is ready to unload.
Come on, bro. I come in here and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
We're talking to the media.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Yeah. All right. I know there's more, Coop. There's got to be more here. I heard there's about a three-minute audio, a package of Durant sound. But that's a little bit of it. And hopefully we'll get some more here to play in a minute. But there are actually rules of engagement. The NBA has all kinds of memos they send out and mandates about a lot of it's for social media, but there are media availabilities. The NBA has a media website, which I am often on, that supplies all kinds of statistics and information and factoids about the NBA. And it is actually part of your job. You might not like that part of your job, but it is part of your job. And clearly Durant does like the media. I believe he's being disingenuous. I know it's an inconvenience for Kevin Durant. He gets annoyed. He gets frustrated. And clearly he's aggravated with the way the media is covering his story. But again, I go back to my point here. The first thing that pops into my head when I hear this is that clearly there's some truth to this, that Durant told someone something thinking it was off the record, thinking that he had talked to someone and it would not come back and be egg on his face and he would have to answer these questions. So he felt like he sounded to me like a guy whose trust had been violated by a guy in the media. And so he decided that I would like to get back at the media because you guys, I said something off the record. It then got put out there kind of on the record. And that has displeased Kevin Durant and led to him being provoked. And here we are at the point of ignition. You know, there's that point of ignition. You watch those videos on YouTube, and you can see the moment the explosion takes place. You have a combustible situation. Kevin Durant is a combustible person, and you go from that combustible situation, and then you see the point where... And the irritation turns to fire and rage. And that is what Durant has done. All right, we have more here. Here's more from Kevin Durant. There was a back and forth with the media. And listen to Durant, the Bay Area media there, the people that cover the Warriors, the fanboys in the media there. Listen to Durant. He is not happy with you Warrior reporters. He's very angry.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss who come in here. And
that's the guy. That's the dope. Yeah.
Just give
guy.
His whole opinion on stuff and make Bad it seem boy. Like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here. Don't talk to nobody. Just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that.
Yeah. Some hostility there from Kevin Durant. Not happy at all. All right, so where are we at with this? All right, where are we at here? Do you believe the story that Kevin Durant has already decided to go to the New York Knickerbockers, and this is a done deal? It's in the books. He's just playing out the string with the Golden State Warriors, and he is going to Gotham. He is going to be the savior, and that's how it's going to work. Here's what I think happened. I got a theory on this, all right? My theory is that, A, as I said, Kevin Durant clearly said something off the record. There was a conversation, and the bubble of trust was violated. And because the bubble of trust was violated, you got this kind of emotional reaction, this hostility towards the media. I mean, I remember years ago we were here, and there was this big fight between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons. It was the greatest night of radio I've ever done. It was 5 hours. The show was 5 hours at that point, and it was 5 hours of Zapruder film-style coverage. And we called it Malice at the Palace. That was the name of it. But this is Malice at the Media by Kevin Durant. He has now a vendetta – And, you know, there's clearly a lot of bitterness. And I love the tussle. I love the tussle. Because you cannot win the battle, right? You cannot win the battle. Now, there's a lot of, listen, there's a lot of Kool-Aid drinkers and people that like to give bubble baths to star athletes because they're good at putting the ball in the hoop. And those people will cheerlead for Kevin Durant and think that this is perfectly acceptable and, you know, and way to go. And they'll throw on the evil media and all this stuff. But in the end, ultimately, the media is going to win this battle. And also, let's not discount the fact that Kevin Durant is continuing to be irrational. He is an unhinged whack job when it comes to this stuff. The very business model of the NBA is to have trades talked about. Some of them happen, most of them don't, right? 99% of trade rumors don't actually happen. But all of them create conversation, even the most absurd ones. Even the most nutball trade theories that get tossed around that are completely untrue, insane, cockamamie nonsense that gets tossed down on the internet, people like to hear about it, like to read about it. No one's clicking on a story to read about a game, you know, story that was, for example, the Warriors played, as I said, they played San Antonio. It was not a game, and Warriors won 141-102, and that led to this explosion by Kevin Durant. All right, so what happens next? What happens next? Well, Durant, he will calm down. I assume he's not going to continue this, although, you know, therapy does help. I don't know what he's got going on. Maybe some meds, a combination of both. But he'll calm down. He's very emotional, very heated right now. He's hysterical. And he will get back, and he'll be his usual snappy self. And he is a whimsical person. You cannot trust Kevin Durant. Even if Durant, he could wake up on trade deadline day and say, I want to be a Knick. He is such an unpredictable person. This is such a so many variables that he could sign with the Clippers. He could stay in Golden State and sign for another year. He could go back to Oklahoma City because he remembers when he played softball in Oklahoma City with those kids in Oklahoma. It's like, I want to go back there and I want to live that life again. Or maybe he wakes up and says, you know, I really don't like America. I want to go to Canada because I don't like the politics in America, so I want to play with the Raptors. Now, you could do, there's endless possibilities here. It's ever-changing. It's ever-changing. All right, we will press on. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia.
Where does Kevin Durant rank on the Ben Maller big board of professional athlete babies?
Well, as far as
I got to believe he's contention for number one.
Well, I've still got LeBron number one. Okay. I have LeBron brought the man purse. So I have LeBron ahead of Durant. Now, they all have rabbit ears. They all have rabbit ears. See, the thing about LeBron is he's insulated more, he's got his yes guys in the media. His cheerleaders in the media that will spin any mistake that LeBron makes. He can sit on the bench, you know, five seats away from his teammates, and they'll say he's being a leader by not sitting with the rest of his team. They'll spin it. So he's got a lot of guys that are doing the lifting for him. Durant doesn't have that. That's a flaw for Durant. But I think I got LeBron ahead of Durant, but it's close. And that'll annoy Durant even more. It's going to annoy him more because he's going to be like, wait a minute, I would like to be number one. I want to be outstanding at being a pussy willow and a prima donna and all this stuff.
The Durant burner account, though, has got to get him pretty high up there.
Yeah, that's number one right there.
But the man purse, Eddie.
But a lot of those guys.
Eddie, man purse, and you think that's a good look. You are so insulated.
He does.
That's what I'm saying. He is so insulated that no one around him said, hey, LeBron, that's really embarrassing. What are you doing? There's no one in LeBron's posse that will tell him that's a bad look. Durant, I don't think he's like a solo guy. I don't think he's got a lot of guys in his group there. Maybe I'm wrong.
Durant's got to be number one.
He's got pretend guys.
No, I disagree. Well, you're saying that, Roberto, because you're a Laker guy.
No, Durant.
You're saying that.
Durant said, I just want to play basketball and go home like he's a little kid playing on a Saturday rec league. Come on, man.
All right, we'll take some calls on this if you want. You know the number. And this is
you're
your...
still not giving out the number?
Well, we've had a really good week of shows so far. Why would I screw it up? Why would I? We're in rarefied air, Eddie. The podcast numbers are up. People like fewer calls. They like us just sitting here and dancing. It's like a hootenanny in here. We just talk, and every once in a while we take a call. Some
I was just telling Coop the other day, you know, it is like a hootenanny in here.
Yeah. It's an underrated word, hootenanny.
Yeah.
I like to bring in.
Sounds like something else.
Well, you're a dirty mind person. you're, how dare you? No, I like the certain words I like. Hootenanny, ramshackle, hornswoggle. I like these words. These are fun words. They make it more interesting than using the usual boring words that everyone else uses. All right, so if you know the number, you feel free to call, and you can join our hootenanny. Boy, is it fun. Man, oh, man. Because I'm so happy. I was so excited when I started seeing the messages on social media that Durant had ranted. I didn't see it live as it happened, but when I saw the outcry of, oh, my God, did you see Durant, what Durant did? I was like, oh, that's great. We don't have to sit here and talk about John Doe being traded for Jane Doe, which was of the trades in the NBA. Not that I didn't want to do a deep dive on Stanley Johnson going to the Bucks for Thon Maker back to the Pistons. I mean, I could do a whole hour on that, but I've chosen not to.
Don't ask me about that again.
Yes, that's right. That he learned that in Austin, Texas, Eddie. He learned how to speak like that in all. That's the King's English. Hey, when you make $20 million a year, you can do whatever. That's outstanding. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hope to one day be like that.
That's just wonderful.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, Kevin Durant cried, sighed, sniffed, snorted, and pointed his finger. While wearing a Chicago White Sox game hat, as you know, Durant is the starting left fielder for the White Sox. They picked him up. They did not sign Manny Machado. They did not sign Bryce Harper, but the White Sox did ink Kevin Durant to a surprising free agent contract. And he exploded. We're going to get to that in a minute, because anytime I hear Dysfunction Junction, my favorite intersection is Dysfunction Junction. I love it. So we'll get to that. Also, more on LeBron. People are now saying, what are you doing, LeBron? We already said, what are you doing, LeBron? But he's entered into this. There's a lot of angst. There's a lot of anxiety in the NBA. It is trade deadline day. We will be sleeping because we work overnights. But if you're a podcast listener, you can listen to this and find out how accurate we are. Of course, we're always right. Distant relative of the great Nostradamus. Everything's going to go down this afternoon, 3 o'clock. Eastern, noon in the West, the NBA trade deadline. And unlike baseball, where they have the waiver deadline, the non-waiver deadline, this is it. This is all you got. You got one trade deadline in the NBA. But I wanted to go over to football for a second because there's a story that caught my attention. We have the gift in football of malicious gossip, which is a good gift. Some muckraking going on. It involves Antonio Brown. Now, this is a story we talked about a little bit the other day, but there's new developments in it. And I want to get you up to speed if you've not been following the very, much like Kevin Durant, a loose soul, a whimsical person, the Steeler wide receiver, Antonio Brown. He apparently is in some boiling hot water here, not because of his trade demands, but an NFL spokesman confirming that the National Football League is, quote, looking into the Antonio Brown domestic incident that happened within the last couple of weeks, it's late January in Florida. A very talented Miami sports talk show host. We have a mutual friend, this guy Andy Slater, who's a talk show host in Miami. He's also friends with Marlins Man, and I'm a friend of Marlins Man. So we have a mutual friend. But Andy Slater does some good work. I've never met him, but he does a good job, and he investigated this. He obtained a copy of the incident report from the police in Miami on what happened with Antonio Brown, and it gives us some intel. Now, keep in mind, usually these things end up on TMZ first, or they end up in the hands of one of the big media companies. Andy Slater is just a hard-working talk show host in Miami, and he got his hands on it. So what's in the incident report? Well, it says the mother of Antonio Brown's daughter went to Brown's home in Hollywood, Florida, tried to get a little bit of money to reimburse a haircut for the child. Now, let's stop right there. How much does a haircut cost? What are we looking at? Like, I get a haircut, $15 most, at the most. $15? Yeah. Well, Roberto gets a buzz cut, so he doesn't pay anything. And I wouldn't be against that. I mean, I don't have much hair up top anyway, so I might as well just do that. But I usually get about $15. I am getting screwed in the equation. But how much could this haircut have been? Like, did the mom say, all right, I got the kid's haircut. It's $700 for the haircut. For a little girl's haircut, $700. I don't know. I don't know that part of it. But anyway, the report continued. The incident report continued. So the woman tried to get reimbursed for the haircut. Brown, of course, said, no, why would I do that? The woman then attempted to impede the progress of Antonio Brown. We know how quick Antonio Brown is. We know in the open field, Antonio Brown can outrun defensive backs. And he was trying to leave his home, and according to the incident report from the police, Brown was stopped, not by a defensive back, not by a safety, but by this woman, the baby mama, drama, mother of one of his children. He then attempted to bull rush the woman, apparently, invading, you know, the woman was invading his personal space, so he used what is described as a two-hand push technique, which knocked the woman to the ground. The woman later refusing to complete the victim affidavit with the police, so nothing actually happened as far as Antonio Brown getting charged. Police say it's still open to investigation. So that part of the story, I would say, is mostly benign. Right? Mostly benign. I'll walk you through why I feel that way. Now, the question is, how will these allegations impact his situation, Antonio Brown? And he wants supposedly to be traded. This is another back-breaking incident. Now, my views on this, you've got Robert Mueller, playmakers, and Bridges. And we will combine all these things. We'll line them up like dominoes. Now, number one, this is likely nothing based on what I read this guy Andy Slater got, the incident report. The way I read it, this is nothing. But in the NFL, it's something. Police didn't file, there were no charges filed. The woman involved admitted that she made herself into a human wall to stop Antonio Brown from leaving his residence after being asked. And then she refused, as I said, to leave his doorway. That's the way the story is being told. That's one side of the story. This was not apparently a Ray Rice haymaker to the woman in the elevator. That's not what happened. Now, we don't know if there's any video. But the woman in question here was, you know, right up in the grill of Antonio Brown, and she was very aggressive, demanding the money and all that. And clearly, Brown, not a Boy Scout in this. I mean, the rules of society have been set up. Even when a woman is entering your space and she has decided to be a pain in the behind, you are generally in modern society not allowed to touch her at all. You can say that's not fair. You can say that's not right. But that's the way society has set things up. And so even if she was the aggressor and she hit all of your buttons, and I'm sure now women don't do that. Women do not hit men's buttons. That does not generally happen. They do not know exactly how to get under your skin. Women have not mastered that skill. I don't think they have at all. So I don't want to accuse this of being the case. But just in, you know, maybe by chance she had annoyed and gotten under the skin of Antonio Brown. But again, those are the laws of society. I didn't make them, but those are the laws. There are places where those laws do not apply and you can smack away, but that's not where we live, and so you have to follow the laws of a modern society that you live in. There is no evidence of a flash knockdown like Ray Rice, as I said. I would think that the police would do something if that had been the case, but who knows? You know, you can't assume that. So that hasn't happened yet, and the reason this is a big deal, though, is because the NFL is involved. They live in their own ecosystem, their own bubble, and the Keystone Cops get in here. And I'm talking about the police, the real police. I'm talking about the fake police, the fake investigative arm of the NFL, and they get involved in this, and they're going to meddle, and they're not real law enforcement. They're fake. This is where Roger Goodell brings in his version of the Robert Mueller special counsel to investigate, except the NFL does not have subpoena power to properly investigate, and they will not, and I think they're good to do this, they will not copy Harvey Levin and pay for dirt like TMZ does on the athletes. So this is a headache for Antonio Brown because you never know what the NFL is going to come up with. Now, the second thing, real quick, nobody denies that Antonio Brown, from the football standpoint, tremendously gifted. I've said from the beginning he's not getting traded this offseason. It's the carry-on baggage that is going to keep him in Pittsburgh. He can't afford, apparently, to pay the excess baggage fees, and the Steelers don't want to pay, because every time you get one of those extra bags, it's, you know, $50-$75. You don't want to pay that. So he's like, I'm not doing it. Screw you. Right? So a lot of carry-on baggage. Another red flag for teams that are considering trading for Antonio Brown, because even though I look at this and say there's no way the NFL can suspend Antonio Brown for this incident alone, the NFL looks at this, suspend him! Suspend him! And so there's this cloud that's going to be hanging over Brown until the NFL investigation ends, which should be sometime in 2021 by the time this all ends. And Antonio, he either has really bad luck, which is possible, or he's unsteady. He's all over the place. He can't get his footing underneath him. He's temperamental, and he's a knucklehead. He has become, you know what Antonio Brown is? I got the perfect thing for this. He has become a walking, talking cliche of all of the bad stereotypes of professional athletes. Like all of the stereotypes that guys complain about. Oh, I'm not like that. We're not like that. That's how used to be back in the day. Antonio Brown is living all of those stereotypes. And it's like a TV show from years ago called Playmakers. I don't know if you saw it. It was only on for one season on the four letter. And the NFL was so upset about that show that they put the kibosh on it. They put the kill switch on it after one season because they threatened to pull NFL games off ESPN if they continued to broadcast Playmakers. Why? Because it touched a nerve. The show was about a mythical football team, the Panthers, I believe they were called. And in the show, if you didn't watch, either because you were too young or you just didn't watch it, it was a fictional pro football team. Oh, it was the Cougars, actually. It was not the Cougars are coming. The Cougars are coming. And so it was over-the-top drama about the seedy underbelly of professional sports. There were stories about diva players, constant drug use, womanizing, parties with hookers, the whole thing, right? The whole deal. And Antonio Brown, the life that he's living, some of it is right out of that show. Right out of that show. What is my evidence that Antonio Brown is living the real-life version of Playmakers? Uber-talented player, transcendent talent. He has been accused in the last couple years of quitting on his team, getting into a rhubarb in the locker room with Ben Roethlisberger. We know he's very flamboyant on and off the field, the lifestyle. He's gone Hollywood. He was the Masked Singer. The first episode of Fox's breakout hit, The Masked Singer, he was on that. He wears fur coats. He bleaches his mustache. I'm not done. How about the car collection? Now, I like a nice car. Antonio Brown's got a Phantom Rolls Royce, a Ferrari. He's got six cars worth $4 million. And these aren't cars like Jay Leno, who used to host The Tonight Show, over in Toluca Lake, he has like a warehouse where he has his cars, and he very rarely drives the cars. Antonio Brown, he's driving around Pittsburgh going 100 miles an hour. I mean, I guess if you're going to have a Phantom Rolls Royce or a Ferrari, what's the point of having that if you're not going to see how fast they can go? But, I mean, he's got the full pack. He's got all that. I believe he's single. I know he's got five kids, four sons, one daughter. He's got a lot of baby mama drama. He's got a lot of baby mama drama. And he's doing this tightrope walk with legal issues. Remember, this is just the latest episode. Last year, he had a hissy fit at a condo building in Miami and is allegedly someone who tossed items out of a 14th floor condo building. And some kid almost got hit or supposedly scared the kid, or they're just trying to get money. Either way, there was a lawsuit filed. So all Antonio Brown needs now is to go out and buy one of those pet tigers or a crocodile or something like that. You know, that's the next step, right? Go out and get yourself a pet alligator or a tiger or some of those big giant snakes. Yeah, that's the next layer. And maybe he's already done it. I don't know. All right, the final point here. So what happens next? What happens next? Well, is there video? I don't believe there is. This was at a private residence in Hollywood, Florida. If there was video, would TMZ get their hands on it? Will other women come forward and claim that Antonio Brown has been rough and tumble with them? Does the alleged victim in this case, who recanted her story, do a 180? Or in this case, I guess it would be a 360, right? Because she started, yeah, it would be a 360. And go, say, well, no, I've changed my mind again. He actually did this and pop up on Good Morning America on a sit-down interview. And the other issue for Antonio Brown is you are guilty until proven innocent. That is the way society has set things up in the social media age. And then you are still guilty in the court of social media even when you're proved innocent. So this is going to follow Brown around. And you've got the NFL's got that option 4-6-game suspension, which increases the odds that the Steelers are going to have Antonio Brown part of their team. You'd think that no one's going to trade a first-round or a second-round pick for a player that could be suspended, that should have the trade value tumble. And we know Pittsburgh, I've been to Pittsburgh before, it's a fine city, and a lot of bridges. In fact, when I used to do this show on the weekends called The Blitz, I forget who I worked with, but we used to say one of the fun facts when we'd give a Pirate score was that Pittsburgh has more bridges than any other city like in the world. So many bridges. And Antonio Brown's trying to burn all of those bridges. He's got his flamethrower and a canister of gasoline. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia. So the NBA stuff, Eddie, just to get you kind of caught up here for those that are late to the party.
A lot of big deals.
Kevin Durant told the media to grow up. He had a temper tantrum because the rumor is he's going to the Knicks. LeBron James had a temper tantrum. He's upset because LeBron now runs the Mavericks. Harrison Barnes was traded during a Maverick-Hornets game, and that offended LeBron. Of course, LeBron doesn't have a problem trying to trade all of his teammates. What? And, you know, he's okay with that, but yeah. You know, he's upset. He's trying to defend. He's shown more defense for a Dallas Maverick, now Sacramento King, than any of his teammates, which is odd.
That's not untrue.
What else do we have here? What other stuff? There's rumors of big trades, Eddie. Big trades that could happen here.
A lot of smoke, no fire.
Pau Gasol, Eddie, could be traded. Spurs, Eddie.
Is he still playing?
Here's a weasel term, Eddie. The Spurs are, quote, working hard to trade Pau
Gasol.
I'm sure
that's true.
You
little weasel!
You think they're up right now trying to trade Gasol?
No, I don't. You know? I don't think so.
Oh, it's hard. It's too hard. How about this one, Eddie? The Lakers are, quote, running low on hope. On the Anthony Davis show, are they becoming atheists? What are they doing here? They're running low on hope. They're losing the faith. They're not going to believe in religion anymore. It's insane. I can go. I mean, there's a bunch of this stuff. Markelle Fultz could be traded by the Sixers today, Eddie. Could the weasel work?
And then again,
he may not be traded. Yeah,
right. Most likely won't be traded.
Probably not. But they're all fun to talk about. All right, so Ben Maller's show, and so a lot of stuff going on.
I'm stupid.
I know. Yeah, Weedman says he just found out that his phone, we will lose Weedman as a caller. I believe his phone service, if I read this right, will be shut off in a few days. So I'm pretty sure that will end or at least put a hiatus on Weedman calling the show, and that will end his job if the phone is shut off. Correct?
Who can count on your ass?
Folks everywhere rejoicing right now.
Praying for him not to come up with the money to pay his phone bill?
Yeah.
All
bloody
right.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. It's bloody awesome.
Bloody awesome.
That's right. Oh, that's good. I like that. That's authentic Australian. That's Perth, Australia right there is what that is. And if you're from Australia and you just want to prank Coop, just keep calling. He cannot recognize the local dialect in Australia. Koopaloop has admitted that the way the Australian voice sounds to the American ear, it all sounds the same. And so if you call up and you just keep calling up and you use a different name, you will get on the air every time because Koopa Loop does not know the Australian accent.
The Aussie Muffin! G'day, mate!
Yeah. It's one of the great one-hit wonders there in NFL history. Remember that? We did shows about it. We did monologues about that guy, Eddie. Remember?
Of course.
With the 49ers.
The ball has more air pressure and bounces higher, but it is not bouncier.
Ah, it's bouncier. The ball, actually, the ball was bouncier off that guy, if I remember. Jared Hain, right? I think that was his. I think he got in trouble for like sexual assault or something like that. I think he was in some. He was a big star.
That one happened in the NFL.
What's that? Did it happen while he was in the NFL? I don't know. Maybe it did.
I don't think so.
You think it was when he was back in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. I just remember reading it.
Many, many French fries.
Nice job bringing what? Up. Was it Playmakers?
Yeah, you like
yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did I not nail that one?
Really
come on,
fast, man.
Come on, Eddie. Is that not Antonio Brown? He's living that life.
The best part about the whole thing is that truth is stranger than fiction. The real things that NFL players have done and will do is still better and more incredible than what was on that show.
Yeah. It's
yeah, that show ended really quick, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
As the snow comes down on I-35, a blinding snowstorm in Iowa. My friend Jay is driving around Iowa listening on 1460 in Des Moines, or what do you call it, Roberto?
Des Moines.
Des Moines, yes. All right, Koopa Loop, Ballard of the third degree. Here we go.
Well, Ben, the little meltdown earlier tonight changes this answer a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe, perhaps. But sure. There was a report earlier on Tuesday, before all that, that apparently Kevin Durant to the Knicks was, quote, never felt more real.
Yeah.
Now, on the Maller scale of probability, what are the chances that he ends up there?
All right, so I'm not going to change. My position is that is a plus 300 proposition. I'm still saying it's only 25%, right? We saw Durant melt down tonight. The Knicks media, first of all, the fact that Durant can't handle the Warriors media, the Knicks media is a different animal. They will just roast Kevin Durant. And just because the Knickerbockers have money doesn't mean that they're going to end up getting the players that they want. And James Dolan is the mastermind of dysfunction. So Durant is a whimsical guy. I could see him, as I said earlier, staying in Golden State, going to the Clippers, going back to Oklahoma City. He's unpredictable. I'm only going 25% to the Knicks. Next!
Now, another report on Tuesday said that there are at least 8 teams that are interested in Bryce Harper.
It's a lie.
Now, Ben, we know who the favorites are, but do you have any dark horses that you think have a realistic shot?
Well, no, I don't think he wants to play in Philadelphia. I think the one takeaway I've gotten from this is Bryce Harper would rather play for a bad West Coast team than a good team in Philadelphia. Otherwise, he would have signed with the Phillies, which is a great kick to the nuts for those animals in the Delaware Valley. Shout out the Robs who love Philadelphia. But no, I mean, I would say the Padres, I think the Padres are just doing this for window dressing. But Bryce Harper, if he really does not want to play in Philadelphia, then he would have to pick between the Giants and Padres. And that's where, if the Dodgers are out of it, that's where we're at. All right, next.
Ben, it's never too early to look ahead to next football season. Which non-playoff team from this season do you think will have the best turnaround next year?
All right, so the easy answer on this is the Packers and Steelers because of Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not going to pick those teams. I got two in the NFC. I've got the Vikings and the Bucks. Last place schedule for the Bucks. I like Mike Zimmer with the Vikings. And then the AFC, keep an eye on the Browns. Because and also Jacksonville. I would say those teams, if Jacksonville gets the right quarterback, can be right back in the playoffs. There we go, Koopa Loop. How did we do?
You pass us.
That is a win again. Take that, Durant.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's now time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
On this NBA trade deadline day, what better than talking about trades? Us! Talking about us! Koopa Loop, I pass the microphone to you. The dais is yours for questions from listeners.
All right, Ben, we're going to start off with a question for you.
All right, thank God.
This is from Georgia Boy
on Twitter.
Hi,
Georgia Boy.
What was your first impression of Weed Man when he first called the show?
Thought it was fake. Did not believe he was real. I thought I was being bamboozled. I was convinced that no one could be that crazy. He called up at first as Billy from South Beach. And he told me right away that he had been listening to me for 10 years. He was homeless in Miami. And this seemed so illogical to me. I said, this guy is such a nut job. There's no way this guy can be real. And sure enough, he's a real person. He's a complete psycho. I love him, but he's a real person. Yeah, that's the first time he called. And I was convinced, no, that's not a real person. We're getting ahead. All right, next.
All right, Ben, another question for you.
Back to back and belly to belly.
This is from Trucker Joe on Twitter.
Hi, Trucker Joe.
Ben, if you had the choice to die on live radio or die on live TV, what would you choose?
Well, if you're going to, you want to die in a media, you die on television, right? It's much more memorable. Radio, you could pretend like you're dying and you could be acting and all that stuff. I mean, radio is my love and all that stuff. I guess if I do radio long enough, maybe I will die on the air. But yeah, if you had to choose, you do television. I think that's kind of more of a visual shock value thing. All right, next.
All right, this is a question for everyone.
Oh, very good.
This is from Adam on Facebook.
Hi, Adam.
Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Yeah, I'm old school. I like the mayo. I don't love the mayo. I don't go out of my way for the mayo. Again, I don't. When I'm eating mayonnaise, I don't think of what mayonnaise is. I just eat it. So, and I've never had a mayo and peanut butter jelly, not mayo, mayo and peanut butter sandwich. I've heard some people eat that. I've not. But I'd pick mayo. Eddie?
I've never had Miracle Whip, so
that's a miracle.
Never, yeah, my no,
not at a party
my mom, you know, didn't buy that.
Okay,
and so I never.
My mom was
felt the need to give it a try. It's got a good name, I guess, but
my mom was a mayo woman too.
Yeah, no one's ever said, "Man, you got to try that Miracle Whip." No one's ever said that to
exactly.
So
it's easy.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing, or I'm missing nothing. I don't know. Never tried it.
Roberto
never had the Miracle Whip. Had the Cool Whip.
Yeah, I like the Cool Whip.
I like the Cool
Whip. Cool Whip was good.
Cool Whip is good.
Mayo, all the way.
I could eat a whole container of Cool Whip and have no shame in my game.
Would it not make you sick, though?
No.
No?
Well, now it might, but one of my younger days, no, my big eating days, yeah. Well,
when we were kids, we'd eat, like, colored sugar that came in packages.
Pretty much,
feel fine with it.
Great. What about you, Coop?
Miracle Whip is trash.
Strong words.
That's harsh.
Yeah, and not just any mayo. It has to be Best Foods mayo. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Can you, for us who have not had the pleasure of Miracle Whip, can you describe what the difference is?
I don't know. Is it like healthier than mayonnaise? But it just tastes gross.
That's a marketing. You know.
Yeah. Right? It's not good.
It's like butter margarine.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right, keep it going. It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answers. I know this is mystifying, is it not? Yeah.
All right, this is for the entire crew. This is from Ernie on Twitter. What song would you sing on The Masked Singer on Fox, and what animal head would you wear?
I would sing Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, and
no,
I would wear a very large rhinoceros head is what I would wear. What about you, Eddie?
Well, you should wear like a bull head because you're like a tourist.
Oh, that's true. I could do that.
Yeah.
You know what would be funny is that King Baby thing in New Orleans.
That's creepy.
That would be good.
Ugh.
A little cross branding.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you wear? What song would you do, Eddie?
Gosh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't
There's
know.
There's no song that pops into your head? No classic song?
Not really.
Sexy Lady or something like that?
Lady?
Yeah.
How does that go?
I'm not doing. You know, I'm not.
Asking. I don't know what that is. Sexy Lady. You guys know
Mark Tape. I don't know what that is. Sexy Lady. listen to this guy.
Do you guys know that song?
I don't.
Yeah. All right. You have nothing.
I would wear a lion head because I'm King Eddie. How about that?
Yeah. All right. What about you, Roberto?
Got to be a System of a Down song. Maybe.
Wow.
Deer Dance. And let's see what I wear. I'll probably just wear a sombrero.
I guess be an animal. Have you not seen the show?
No, anyway.
It would be one of those oversized sombreros. It would be like the old Cosby Show. It would cover his whole head.
It'll be Speedy Gonzales.
There you go.
I was going to say something, but by the way, kind of racist. I'm not going to say it.
The fact that you don't know the Gangnam, remember that viral song, Hey Sexy Lady? You don't know that?
Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style, yeah, from a few years ago.
Well, it's like, not called Sexy Lady.
It was his line was, "Hey, sexy lady." Remember that?
Yeah, but it's not. Yes, it's not the name of the
song. That's how I know it.
Not the name of the song.
That's how I know it.
Idiot.
That's how I know it. All right, go ahead, Coop. What song would you sing?
Welcome Gangnam Style.
I would do Your Song by Elton John, and
Elton John, yeah.
I would wear a horse head in the style of BoJack Horseman.
Your hero.
That's right.
It is Ask Ben. These are actual questions by actual listeners like yourself. And we'll keep it going. The train keeps going down the tracks. What's next?
All right, I like this question.
Okay.
This is from Gerald on Facebook.
Hi, Gerald.
If you could bring... It's for everyone, by the way. If you could bring back a store from the dead, which one would it be?
Oh, a store. Ooh. Whoa. Let's see. Well, that's. I'm trying to think. What would be flashback? When I was a kid, I loved Toys R Us. That's gone now. But that was just here like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
right? It just went away.
Left.
You know what I used to love? My mom, clearly trying to get me to be as fat as I could, she took me to a Hostess warehouse store.
Oh, yes. I had one of those.
Yes. Oh, my God, Eddie. For a fat kid, that was porn. That was amazing. I'd walk in there, every wall filled with ding-dongs and Twinkies and ho-hos. Oh, my God. And those apple pies with the sugar. Oh, my God. And I still remember the smell when I would go in there. Oh, if they could bring back those Hostess stores. I'm all about it. What about you, Eddie?
Oh, I would bring back Circuit City.
Yeah. But they have like Best Buys kind of like that.
I know,
they
do, but more the merrier.
Okay. Roberto.
I don't know if it's considered a store, but Blockbuster Video on Friday,
store, yeah.
Friday nights, man, it was popping.
We get that VHS.
Yeah.
But you know, like the top movies, the people that worked at the store would put those in the back.
Yeah,
they were never available.
They
only had like two copies, and they were never available. What about you, Robert? Actually, Cooper. I just had Robert.
I'm gonna have to concur with that. I'd bring back Blockbuster. Sometimes
I
want to watch a specific movie.
Yeah.
Redbox only has like the latest movies.
Oh, God,
it's like it's where do you go?
You go to the dark web is where you go. All those movies are in the dark web.
Yeah, but I know. But sometimes I don't want to like downloading
other movies in the dark web too.
All that stuff.
What's that, Roberto?
They have other movies in the dark web.
Oh, yeah. What kind of movies do they have on there?
Sexy lady movies.
Sexy lady.